Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie on the House.
Safest place you can be the next 4 hours.
Low stress.
Rosie on the House is virus-free. No breathing mask required. And we won't talk politics. If you have a heartbeat, you've got to be so tired of hearing about coronavirus and the campaign. You're like me. You're ready to throw up at any moment. Well, let's not talk about it the next 4 hours. Let's talk about you. And let's talk about your house right here from my house at Rosie on the House. 30-year Saturday morning tradition for Arizona homeowners. I'm Rosie Romero, here with my wife, sweet Jennifer. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
And broadcast engineer, Mr. Gary D.
Good morning.
Gary, thanks again for making sure all the squirrels are running in the right cages and the dials are set at the right settings.
As long as we fed them the nuts, we're fine.
All righty. And if you're just now waking up, and we're getting a little light, a little earlier. Every week we're here, it's just a little bit lighter. And you're wondering, what might I want to do today? If you haven't got anything on your calendar yet today, you got a couple kids running around the house, you're not sure how you want to keep them busy. There's a festival going on out in Avondale today that is absolutely spectacular way to introduce your kids, either introduce them to it or reintroduce them to it, the great outdoors. And it's called the Tres Rios Festival. And it goes from 10 to 4 today and tomorrow. They've got splish and splash, free access to canoes, kayaks, paddle boards for you to explore the waterways of the safe, wildlife-friendly environment. They've got beer gardens for the adults. They've got bird's eye viewing, teaching you how to spot and identify birds. They've got bullseye for the beginner archery range. Learn about shooting a bow and arrow. Lots of entertainment with folk and bluegrass bands all weekend. There'll be plenty of food, burgers, barbecue, fry bread, and they've got a zip line. This is a great way. It's put on by Wildlife for Tomorrow, Arizona Game and Fish, City of Avondale, and a whole bunch of other sponsors. They've been doing it for many years now. I want to say at least 15, 20 years now. It's a fantastic way to get you, your family, and your kids orientated to some of the activity you can participate in the great outdoors in the great state of Arizona. Rios Nature Festival.
And it looks like they ordered up lots of sunshine today. I think there's been a time or two in the past they got rained out.
There was a few years ago with the Salt River water releases, the whole Tres Rios area was 4 feet underwater.
That would be a problem, but not today.
We had to postpone that festival for a couple weekends, but not today. It's
unless you're an experienced kayaker and love whitewater.
That's right. That would be a whitewater experience all the way down to the Colorado River. So we're here this morning, and we wanted to talk a little bit about maybe setting some goals. I had a physical event back in October of 2018. It was a vehicular accident crash that caused traumatic brain injury and broken spine and fractured skull. And I was visiting with my mom this past week, or last week, and she says, Rosie, when you woke up, the first thing you told me is, Mama, I'm going to ski again. I love to snow ski. If I hadn't met Jennifer, I'd have been a ski bum my whole life and not got anything done. Jennifer straightened me out. We had six great kids. But I got to ski for the first time since the accident on Monday.
And, you know, I put that on Facebook, Rosie. And
oh, did you?
You are now, like, famous.
Oh, yeah, right.
More famouser.
Yeah, right,
yeah, everybody loves seeing you up there. Great big smile. Victory at the top of this hill. And if you don't recognize him, it's only because he doesn't have his mustache. But it was a little bit colder without the mustache.
I didn't even notice. It felt like I don't know how to explain it. I want to thank all of y'all for the 15 months of prayers and support of getting me back up on my feet. This is a body that couldn't even carry its own body weight, couldn't even stand up on its own after being strapped in that hospital bed for 3 months. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to bring in the person that's probably most credited with getting me back up on my feet and operating close to what potential I was operating at prior to the crash. And that's my personal trainer, Katie Stumbo. And I wanted to bring her in a little bit earlier this year just to talk about resolutions, because as a personal trainer, I know you must get flooded with inquiries around the holidays or immediately after the holidays with everybody that wants to set their New Year's resolution. Now, what's the day everybody gives up their resolution?
Good morning. January 17th. So we last from January 1st to January 17th.
Not even 3 weeks.
It takes 17 days for someone to decide that it's to slip back into bad habits, to give it up, to say that was enough.
Well, it's really the shortcoming with resolutions is you have to make two resolutions. I'm going to change my behavior permanently to accomplish this goal.
What gets missed a lot with New Year's resolutions is they're too ambitious and you don't set up a support system. Maybe you tell your friends, maybe you tell a couple people, but you make this resolution without creating a couple things, without creating a plan to get there. I'm going to lose 10 pounds by the end of January. Which is just thinking that and cutting out, starting a super restrictive diet, that's just not
sustainable.
It's not sustainable. You don't have a support system. You haven't really made a path rather than I'm going to stop eating junk food. Well, what does that really mean?
Well, this isn't that bad. I have this
one
thing.
This isn't that bad. It's just today. So you do. You have to, when you make, and I don't like New Year's resolutions. They're one of the worst things. And it is because 90% of the time they're unsustainable. So one of the things that I like to do with...
They become self-defeating at that point.
They're completely self-defeating. So you hit 17 days, maybe you've only lost 2 or 3 pounds. You're looking like there's only 13 days left of January or 14 days left of January and I still have 7 pounds to go, and you start this downward spiral and you give up. Yeah, that's one of the reasons it only lasts 17 days. But also for 17 days, you've been super restricted, and that can restrict your social life and that can restrict a lot of things for you. Also, cutting back that hard can also lead to a calorie deficit that's not really ideal for your brain function. So we create these downward spirals and self-defeating, and they don't last. And it's because one of the things I like to work with people is something we call SMART goals. And we'll get to that a little bit later. But what I like to explain to people first is that there are recognized 5 stages of change that people go through to affect lasting change. And the first step is pre-contemplation. A lot of people are there.
I'm good at that.
Yes.
I'm an expert at stage one.
Stage one is a good place, is a place a lot of people, but they just pretend there's not a problem. They refuse to recognize it. They're not going to look at it. They're not going to, whether it's your weight or, a pain that you've had that you're refusing to acknowledge, or
it'll
go away, or it's just not that bad, I'm just going to ignore it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to educate themselves about what the problem is, and they don't want to take any steps. So that's where a lot of people stay. But
that was my shoulder for 7 years. It got to where I could not comb my hair. I could not lift my left shoulder high enough to grab toothpaste out of the medicine cabinet.
And this was before the accident even.
Oh, yeah. This was years. I just ignored it.
Surely it will go away.
I was in that pre-contemplative situation on that shoulder forever. After the crash, Katie introduces me to a couple shoulder exercises and just says, well, just try these. I'm 100% shoulder pain-free with virtually 95% of my range of motion.
And what did that take? That took 3 months after you started those exercises?
I don't even think it took that.
I didn't look.
Yeah,
review my notes on your file.
It was quicker. It was quicker than that.
It was really quick. So for seven years.
Yeah. So I was in pre-contemplative. I was thinking about it and ignoring it.
And it was affecting your quality of life.
Absolutely. Oh, more so and more so. You just wouldn't admit it.
Yeah.
You know, just putting on a shirt hurt. You know, now I'm 100% pain free, but the thing that really kind of grabbed my attention is people ask me how to remodel, and I go in and I see a project someone has started, or maybe they've done the demo themselves. You're doing this all the hard way. And what I've learned by watching you is, Dad, if you'll just listen to me or quit listening to me and start doing what I tell you, I can show you an easy way to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. And you don't have to take the hard way there every time.
Well, and don't you think also, I mean, when you have a pain like that, you're thinking, oh, no, that means surgery, and I don't want to do that. So you don't think about the things in between. You want a quick fix, which is a surgery.
Right.
You don't think that there's things you can do in between that might really make a difference.
So with stuff like that, worrying about a pain like that, well, one, it's not helpful. And two, the farther you let it go down the road, the harder it's going to be to fix. Like, your shoulder was awesome, right? It responded very, very quickly. And I thought that it would. And I do feel like I've mentioned it several times over the last 7 years. But we'll leave that alone. Probably. We'll leave that alone.
Probably.
we'll leave that alone. But one of the things with pains like that in your joints is, if you get on top of it and you take care of it, I had a gentleman that needed knee replacement. He was not eligible. The doctors would not work on him. It was a weight issue. There was a lot of issues. I got him eligible in 3 months for a knee replacement. In 3 months, he was eligible for a knee replacement he absolutely needed.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I invited Katie in this morning just to talk to all of you that may need a little help. If you've made a resolution and you've already forfeited it and you want to reinvigorate the purpose of that resolution, Katie's got a special offer she'd like to make, and we're going to cover that right when we get back.